WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There were 4 small grass fires on the grounds of Texas World Speedway last night. The chief of the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department, Chet Barker, says at least 3 power lines were knocked down. One was found laying across a semi, which had been vacated by the driver by the time firefighters arrived. 2 more power lines were located where the fire was burning. Barker said they had to wait for BTU and Entergy to cut power before attacking the fire in that area. All the fires were under control within 30 minutes of the first call. The city of College Station has required most retail and commercial business owners and developers since 2004 to provide some parking for bicycles. A majority of the city council at this week's meeting directed staff to reduce some requirements in order to increase options for those who are affected. Jerome Rectorick, who was the only member seeking to let the market determine how much space to reserve for bicyclists, debated John Nichols in his first meeting since returning to the council.
There are too many bike racks going around town, where you have, in my opinion, absolutely no sense to have a bike rack. Either have one or have it where it is.
Well, I would have to argue with you that you could make the same argument about parking spaces.
I would agree with that also, sir.
And if they don't want to meet any of the architectural standards, I assume you'd want to do away with those as well, because it's market-driven.
We're combining apples and oranges.
The revised ordinance is expected to include allowing bike corrals, which can hold more bicycles, and setting the minimum of bicycle spaces based on vehicle parking spaces. Brazos County residents can dispose of no longer needed tires for free this Saturday.
Normally it costs to get rid of tires, so that's why we're calling it an amnesty day. There's no cost. All the services are free.
County Commissioner Irma Cawley received grant funding to host the event at the Brazos County Expo.
We're going to collect the tires at the Expo Center in an area that we normally have the carnival. It's called the Rock Lot.
Brazos County residents can drop off up to 4 tires Saturday between 10 and 2. The event is not open to businesses. Bryan Police has shared videos from 4 businesses as suspects are being sought from 2 convenience store armed robberies and 2 business burglaries. Those videos are online at WTAW.com. The most recent crime was Sunday morning at 2:45 at the Fast Start C store on West Highway 21. BPD was not notified until the next day of 2 men entering the store, one with a gun and demanding money. But the men left before completing the holdup. No one was hurt and no money was taken. 11 months following a shooting death west of Bryan, a Brazos County grand jury has issued a murder indictment.
50-year-old Rod Clanton of Caldwell is accused of killing his stepbrother, Stephen Bishop of Bogota, last December near the intersection of Highway 21 and OSR. According to the sheriff's office, the shooting followed an argument involving a family issue. The district attorney's office reported the timing of the indictment was due to the ongoing investigation. Clanton's been out of jail since posting bond 2 weeks after his arrest the day after the shooting. A Plantersville man found guilty of possessing a stolen gun as a convicted felon by a Brazos County District Court jury in August now knows his punishment. DA's office announced 30-year-old John Michael Bell received the maximum 10 years for the crime that took place last December. He was arrested on multiple charges after leading 8 Bryan police officers on the chase while he was riding a bicycle without a headlight at 2:30 in the morning. Bell's been in jail since his arrest, requested a pre-sentence report, which delayed his sentencing until last Friday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the true measure of our thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia with Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, reminding you that traveling is a big part of the season, and taking a little time for auto care now can help avoid costly breakdowns later. Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, wishing this Thanksgiving finds you with plenty of reasons to give thanks. Located on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William Joe Bryan Parkway, next to the main post office.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
November is National Hospice Month. Hospice provides heartfelt end-of-life care by supporting patients and families in handling the medical, emotional, and social aspects of a life-limiting illness. Hospice Brazos Valley has welcomed the invitation to serve for 28 years. You, the community, make this possible. In recognition of National Hospice Month, Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank the community for its generous support. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise. To learn more, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Good morning, it's 7-11, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota, and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, got some weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure located in eastern Nebraska in control of our weather for today. It's clear to our skies, resulting in sunshine for today. We're breezy, we're cooler, 60 to 65 through the afternoon. Clear, chilly overnight, 35 to 40. A sunny Thanksgiving day with temperatures near 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows will drop down to about 45. It's going to be sunny on Friday, and highs Friday will be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, much of the talk today has been about a Houston Chronicle article written last night, saying that Texas A&M plans to part ways with Coach Kevin Sumlin following the Aggie season finale against LSU. Now, Coach Sumlin was asked yesterday at yesterday's media day if he plans on being back next year.
Do you anticipate being the coach here next year?
Yes.
And why is that? Have you been reassured of that?
I mean,
there's so much out there. You know how it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
but,
especially
but
in this day.
Why wouldn't I?
Because a lot of us have heard otherwise.
Okay.
If I'm asking
you. I haven't heard that.
Okay.
So as of right now, Kevin Sumlin plans to be back next year. We'll see how that all shakes out. The guys are going to be heading to LSU this Saturday. Also, Aggie men's hoops continues to roll. A big win last night. We'll hear from Coach Kevin, we already heard from Kevin Sumlin a little bit, but we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy, as well as talking some other Aggie sports and college football. All that and more coming up in sports.
You know, I've been guilty of not checking my email on a regular basis.
Ooh.
Yeah,
it happens from time to time.
Could be that.
And Mr. Downs gets angry.
Could be that there's notes on a little spindle there on your desk, return a phone call to such and such, and haven't done that. I mean, you know, sometimes there's a, you know, you don't catch wind of
something.
It gets
away from you sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if you got other things to do.
Sure.
So got that going on. All right, so we're going to help you out a little bit here.
is there going to be a backstory to this?
No. Just, I mean, I believe that the coach said that he hadn't heard that, and so that's all. I was trying to be a little obtuse, but if you want me to just be blunt about
okay. Well, yeah, Zach and I were.
Okay.
I'm sure Scott Woodward was going to make a change. He would email Kevin someone as opposed to
probably
telling him
know.
In person.
Maybe he'll shoot him a text with some emojis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. It could be that. It could be, hey, see me when you get a minute. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know how they do that kind of thing. Do you walk down to their office?
Oh, or just like, hey,
you got a minute?
Please report to the principal's
office. Is there an intercom system?
Billy, please report to the principal's office.
It's just a matter of, you know.
Or you could just do like we do here, just stop paying them.
Well, it could be that.
That's what we do?
No.
I had no idea. Anyway.
No.
Just a matter of that he might not have heard that was out there.
Yeah, no, he's heard. And again, we okay. talked about it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know
all
what
right.
your point is.
Okay.
You think it's not funny?
It's fine. It's okay. All right. So we want to help you have the best Thanksgiving meal possible.
Yeah.
Yes.
So How can you, so this is how to eat as much food as humanly possible on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
According to science. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this advice is not something that you follow for an everyday healthy diet.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
This is the
exact, it's a special day.
It is the exact opposite of healthy eating. Now, the thing is, we jam this stuff together, the holidays. We have to have, you know, transitional food between Thanksgiving and Christmas that's unhealthy, and then we have Christmas food that's unhealthy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and pig out.
Right.
So, and then, of course, the rest of the months of the year, we do just fine. Before you eat, popular science says you need to start with an empty stomach.
Okay.
Okay.
But if
believe
you're,
that.
But if you're starving, you'll eat too quickly instead of pacing yourself.
Right.
So do not fast, actually. Instead, follow your regular meal schedule, but stop eating 4 to 6 hours before the main event.
The main event.
If you will. Exercise earlier in the day.
Physical
exertion actually can stimulate your appetite.
Ooh.
A brisk walk or a run helps move food through your digestive system and empty your stomach in preparation for the big event.
The turkey.
Finally, relax. Seriously, it's easier.
Relax.
It's easier to eat a lot
exercise,
if you relax.
Yeah. Exercise, relax.
So immediately before the meal, take some deep breaths, like as you're walking to the table.
That's what.
Okay. Now, think calming thoughts and save the politics argument until later on.
Yeah.
Now, is it better? And I don't know. Is it better for it to be a buffet style situation where all the food is out in a central table? And you go get it and bring it to your table, or if they have everything on the table.
Oh, we do kind of a buffet style.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Okay. We have everything on one table.
Because it takes up too much room. Yeah.
Well, but then you think about this. What if you're not immediate family, okay? What if you're a person who's been invited for some reason?
Okay.
Could be that you're about to become a member of the family.
Ooh, yeah.
Could be just you're a friend or a neighbor or somebody who they randomly picked out.
Yeah, we call them the strays.
Right, exactly. So now, if it's a buffet-type situation, are you more reticent about getting up and getting seconds on things?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of peer pressure that is involved in that,
I'd probably wait until someone else got up first.
Right. You need somebody to break the ice. And that's what you hope, is you hope that your person, if you will, the one who got you invited to this,
right,
will take the lead and go do that.
Yeah.
So remember, if you've invited somebody for the first time, do everything you can to make them feel comfortable by getting up to get seconds first.
Right. Or if somebody at least just says, like vocalizes, hey, and please feel free and grab seconds, even if they just give a little verbal cue.
Exactly.
Makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. And always, go ahead.
Have you guys invited strays over?
Yeah, we always have strays. That's what we call them.
Do you have
their face?
Or, you?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
We because it's just the four of us. It's my parents and my brother and I.
Right.
And my family. Especially when football was on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
There were always people in town who either had to work for the football game or go to the football game, and so we usually have 2 to 4 random guests that we just, invite because we know that they're not necessarily with family or other people that day. And so lovingly, I call them the strays.
Okay. Now,
it's not like I just go out to like the grocery store that day and invite some rando over to the house.
They should just consider themselves lucky that they were invited to the Reber family Thanksgiving.
Some of the strays are regular strays.
There
but, you
go.
You know, yeah.
So semi. Now, have you heard of Thanksgiving orphans?
No, I've never heard of that.
Thanksgiving orphans I think it came from the television show Cheers.
Okay.
But the idea of just what you're talking about.
Right.
People who are away from their family, sometimes by choice.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, then you end up being invited to somebody's home.
Right.
And so the term for that is Thanksgiving orphan.
Okay. Yeah, there's another
goes
way
back
to say
as opposed to strays.
86. Yeah, because you can say, I'm a Thanksgiving orphan. But anyway.
Well, you know what happens when you feed strays.
They keep coming back.
That's exactly right. But see, that's part of it also, the fact that how you serve the meal can make a difference. Now, so let's say that you're at the table.
Okay.
Choose wisely, because the order of the food that you eat is critical. If the goal is to stuff yourself,
ooh.
That's because feeling over full is is about more than just stretching your stomach to capacity, because you've got hormones and enzymes in your body that also get triggered when you eat certain foods. See, they get released, and then that changes things. So if you want to overeat, start with the carbs first.
Oh, okay.
Go potatoes and stuffing and rolls, okay? And you can pack in more without feeling full.
Oh.
Okay, follow that with your turkey and your gravy and your high-protein foods. Then save the veggies and the high-fiber stuff for last.
Yeah.
Okay?
Or not at all.
Because they make you feel full.
Oh, really?
And you don't need that. Right. And also,
I would feel like the rolls and the potatoes would make
Well, you'd think, right?
No, I can eat those all day.
Okay, sip plenty of water throughout the meal.
Water.
Okay. And after the Thanksgiving binge as well. Mm. Now, if you want to avoid overeating,
yes.
How much fun could that be? Drink water ahead of time before you get to the table.
They say that about everything.
Yeah. And then eat veggies, followed with the turkey and the other meats and the proteins, and then you end with the potatoes and the stuffing because you may already be full by
now. So you got to sit there and you got to just eat one thing at a time on your plate.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible.
That's awful. Yeah. That was going to be my next question for you guys is, are you weird about your food touching?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Me neither.
A lot of times I'll mix it. Sometimes I'll make a little sandwich with some mashed potatoes.
Zach's got like a KFC famous bowl.
Yes.
And, like,
you do, going on
his
right
plate.
There.
And it's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but then that brings you to the point of when you are astray at somebody's house, if that there happens to be some sort of a situation there.
Stigma?
Like
if you have a weird habit.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're observing someone who you thought you knew. And they have their food touching.
Or they do something else that's like strange.
Exactly.
Like gravy on something weird.
Or corn.
I don't know. So.
Well, like you say, or they make it just a
Now, does anyone
bowl.
Do white gravy at Thanksgiving?
No, I don't.
I don't
do
either.
Giblet gravy.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go over, I guarantee you, if you go over to Louisiana, they probably do.
Really?
Because I remember going to a cafeteria in Beaumont for the first time, getting rice and asking if I wanted gravy on it.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So rice and gravy is a big thing over in the Cajun culture.
Makes sense.
So that may in fact happen.
Yeah,
we do brown gravy.
We do brown gravy too.
Yep. So anyway, so we got that going on.
Now, how long do you have to wait before you can eat pie? How long does it take?
Well, you know, and that brings up the next thing. And
I feel like I need like a good hour before dessert.
But that's, you know, they say it in restaurants as well. Has anybody, quote, left room for dessert?
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Have you left any room?
Yeah. As if what? That you've got food all the way up to your esophagus? Well, no, really, I can't.
I'm about to throw up all over your table. Yeah. No, I don't have any more room.
Gross.
But you're right.
That's what I'm gonna answer
you would make room if you did that.
But you're right. True. The idea is that maybe you want to let your food settle.
Settle.
And then once you do that, then we can do that. So anyway, coming up a little bit later on the weirdest side dishes that we have as well. In the meantime, it's time to find out what Coach Pirate thinks about anything.
So in a press conference this week, a reporter is getting married in 9 days, and he asked Coach Leach for wedding advice, and this was his answer.
The women lose their mind. Your fiancé is going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. Several of your sisters and female relatives are going to lose their mind. And that they're gonna barrage you with constant questions. What should we wear? And then, which of course my answer was, I don't care. Okay. And then, what color should the invitations be? I don't care. What should we have for dessert? I don't care. Should we seat this way or that way? I don't care. But see, I don't care is not satisfactory at all.
No.
You're going to get caught in a catch-22, and I'm certain that you already have. And that catch-22 is, well, I want you to be a part of this too. So what color invitations? All right, the blue ones. Well, I kind of like the tan ones. Okay, the tan ones then. Oh, you're just saying that because you want this over with. You're not even thinking about it, which is, of course, true. What do you want for dessert? I was thinking of strawberry shortcake. Oh, okay. Yeah, strawberry shortcake would be good. Well, what about the blueberry pie? Well, I like the blueberry pie. We could have the blueberry pie. Well, I thought you said you wanted the strawberry shortcake. And it's just going to go back and forth, and they're going to play keep away from you until after you're married. There's no answer you can give that is going to be satisfactory or correct. And if you successfully please a few of them, the others will still be, oh, well, I just don't feel like he's that interested. Yeah, okay, so you need to work late, go in the back room and read a lot of books, take the groomsmen out so you make sure that they march in just right and they know exactly, you know, these swell outfits that you picked out or whatever, however you're doing it. And in the end, you'll wish you eloped. You need to find excuses that they'll buy to be as far out of harm's way as you possibly can.
Spot on.
Great.
Spot on.
Of course.
Everything.
Of course. That's fine. Well, I mean, you say that, but it goes beyond the marriage itself, certainly, that whole
right.
thing about,
oh, yeah.
What do you think if we do such and such? Well, I thought you wanted to do, well, no, you're just trying to.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
whole deal. So yeah. that pattern set, that template is in place.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
job, Coach Lee.
I know.
They need to make like a kind of a Hard Knocks, like a college version of Hard Knocks with
yeah.
Mike Leach
yep.
and just follow him around. I think that would be amazing.
I absolutely would agree. All right, 7:25.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
7:26 Brazos Valley weather forecast. High temperature today about 61 degrees, 36 for a low temperature tonight. Gonna be plenty of sunshine, but the winds will be up out of the north, gusting to about 20 miles an hour. As far as Thanksgiving Day, nice, 66 probably, and winds will lay back down to about 5 miles an hour, so it'll be nice to be outside. Some 44 for a low temperature on Thanksgiving night, then really nice day. Friday, 72, up to 76 or so on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, winds out of the north at 15, wind chill factor 46, air temperature is 51.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The junior senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, sent shockwaves through the Democrat Party last week when she said that Bill Clinton should have quit over his sexual transgressions with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office. Now, over the weekend, she told PMSNBC that things were different then. The tolerance that we had 25 years ago, what was allowed 25 years ago, will not be tolerated today, is not allowed today, she said. Ms. Gillibrand, we didn't tolerate it 25 years ago. You and your fellow Democrats and the drive-by media and the feminazis did. Now, back when Bill Clinton was playing with cigars and the intern, you liberals raised no objections as the women were trashed who told their stories about what Bill Clinton did to them. You all looked the other way as Hillary ran the Bimbo Eruptions Unit to discredit them and destroy them, and as the media dutifully carried the Clintons' water. Now, you Democrats made every excuse possible for Bill Clinton. You said that his sexual activity was a private matter, that it didn't affect his job. You all said lying about sex was okay because everybody does it. You went along with the smear job on independent counsel Ken Starr, turned him into a pervert. And today, you liberals still put partisanship first. Nothing about that has changed. It's a nice try, Ms. Gillibrand.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, you often hear me talk about the great deals you'll find at your Mahindra dealer, but they do more than sell tractors and utility vehicles. Mahindra is part of the community, and right now, your Mahindra dealer is ready to help you figure out if you qualify for year-end tax savings from the government. And you'll still enjoy Mahindra discounts, as well as the best limited powertrain warranties. So if you want to take home the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on the planet, or you just need advice on caring for the land that you love, stop by your Mahindra dealer. Say goodbye to the tax man and hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. No injuries were reported last night dealing with four small grass fires at Texas World Speedway. There was also no report of the fires threatening tens of thousands of salvaged vehicles parked on the grounds following Hurricane Harvey. The chief of the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department, Chet Barker, says the fires, which were ignited by downed electrical lines, were under control within 30 minutes of the first call. That's despite waiting for BTU and Energy to cut power to lines that were in the fire zone. A third line was laying across a semi that had been vacated by the driver. While the fire was being extinguished, there was a traffic backup on Highway 6. Southbound motorists were backed up past University. A College Station City Council majority supports more flexibility in the requirements for bicycle parking at most retail and commercial businesses in some other buildings. Mayor Carl Mooney and Councilman John Nichols supported recommendations from two city committees.
You're going to let me have bike corrals? I'm going to take two of those parking spaces. I'll make two of those parking spaces bike corrals, and now I can park 16 bikes there instead of just maybe four or however many that we otherwise might require. And there's your market-driven approach.
A market-driven approach, but in the sense that you're giving an option.
Oh, sure.
Either this or that, but you still have a requirement.
Exactly.
I'm fine with that if that's what you're calling market-driven. But if you're calling market-driven, say you don't have to put anything in unless you want to, I don't agree with it.
Jerome Rectrick was the only council member wanting to leave the decision of bicycle parking up to the property owner.
If a business owner feels it is beneficial to him or her to have bike racks, they obviously are going to put bike racks in there. And if it's not beneficial, they're not.
Recommendations include increasing the number of bicycle parking spaces in mixed-use developments and requiring bicycle parking outside churches. Recent plea agreements reached with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office results in prison for repeat offenders.
31-year-old Ernesto Resendez of Bryan admitted to possessing a sawed-off shotgun as a convicted felon and possessing cocaine and marijuana. He was sentenced to 4 years for those offenses, which took place in April. According to online records, Bryan police arrested him in May for a vehicle burglary and in June for drug possession. That makes 18 appearances in the Brazos County Jail in the last 13 years. A Bryan woman arrested 15 months ago is admitted to drunk driving for the fourth time. 59-year-old Grace Galvez was sentenced to 4 years. This followed multiple motorists reporting to College Station Police a possible intoxicated driver at Welburn and Rock Prairie in August of last year. She was stopped by CSPD in Bryan on Carter Creek Parkway by Tanglewood Park. Two of three men have admitted to their part in three residential burglaries in South College Station and a high-speed chase in and in suburban Houston. 26-year-old Enrique Bravo of Houston was sentenced to 25 years and paying $500 restitution. That's after Bravo pleaded guilty to participating in the break-ins and driving the getaway car. Earlier this year, 27-year-old Marlon Cole of Houston was sentenced to 25 years in order to pay restitution of nearly $7,000. A third co-defendant, according to online court records, recently rejected a plea agreement and is scheduled for a jury trial next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
27 hours after an attempted armed robbery of a West Bryan convenience store, it was reported to police. Bryan police received the report Monday morning at 6:20 of the incident that took place Sunday morning at 2:45. This was at the Fast Start C-Store on West Highway 21 across the street from the Brazos County Engineer's Office. One of two men who entered the store displayed a gun and demanded money, but the men ran away before completing the robbery. No money was taken and no one was hurt. Bryan police has also released a pair of videos in hopes of catching suspects in two crimes. One is the November 3rd armed robbery of the Town and Country convenience store on Texas near Highway 21. The other is a burglary of the Daylight Donuts and Briarcrest Cleaners at Boonville and Copperfield on September 11th. The videos and contact information for all three crimes are online at WTAW.com. A 28-year-old employee at the Texas A&M system is now part of the leadership team at the flagship campus. Kevin McGinnis, who is A&M's new Chief Risk and Compliance Officer, will be part of the president's executive cabinet. McGinnis had been the system's executive director of risk management and employee benefits. More information about the new position is online at WTAW.com. A free tire disposal event is taking place at the Brazos County Expo this Saturday from 10 until 2. County Commissioner Irma Cawley received grant funding to organize what she calls tire amnesty.
I'm hoping we'll be able to fill up a trailer.
There is a limit of 4 tires per person at the event, which is limited to Brazos County residents and not commercial customers.
We don't have facility to wash the tires, so we're asking them to clean the debris out of the tires and bring them on.
Cawley says the drop-off is on the Expo's Rock parking lot where the carnival sets up during the Brazos Valley Fair. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 51 degrees. Be part of the show. We would love to hear from you this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. I recently had a family contact us that has a child with special needs, and we were able to design a pool that served as at-home therapy for this young man, a place where he could get both the quantity and quality of time he needed in the safety and security of his home and his family. And I can tell you it was extremely rewarding to be a positive part of that story. And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Sunshine Fun Pools, offering special financing and pick 4 options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want, up to a $4,000 value and only during the months of November and December. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343. That's 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
At Starfire, for over 15 years, we have helped our community get online, and we've got some great news to share. The latest generation of high-speed satellite internet is now available where you live. Give Starfire a call at 979-279-2788 to order the breakthrough new HughesNet Gen 5. With HughesNet Gen 5, you get faster speeds, more data, and built-in Wi-Fi. Best of all, it's installed by us, Starfire, your local authorized retailer. Starfire is your local expert and will help you get everything you need to go online. Call now and for a limited time, find out how you can get free standard installation too. Order now at 979-279-2788 and discover for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet. That's 979-279-2788. Starfire and HughesNet, proudly connecting our community. Minimum term required, monthly service and early termination fees apply. Visit legal.hughesnet.com for details.
7:38. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure located in eastern Nebraska in control of our weather for today. It's clear to our skies, resulting in sunshine for today. We're breezy, we're cooler, 60 to 65 through the afternoon. Clear, chilly overnight, 35 to 40. A sunny Thanksgiving day with temperatures near 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows will drop down to about 45. It's going to be sunny on Friday, and highs Friday will be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, will Kevin Sumlin be around in Texas A&M for 2018? There was a lot of questions yesterday. A report from the Houston Chronicle says that Texas A&M plans to part ways with him following Louisiana, or the game against Louisiana State. One receiver, Christian Kirk, a veteran on the team, says he really likes Kevin Sumlin and everything that he's done for the program.
He's been the same dude since I came here 3 years ago, same guy that sat in my living room, just like I said, and everything that he's done, has been in the best interest of the players.
We'll hear more from Christian coming up, as well as Coach Sumlin himself was asked if he thinks he's going to be back next year, and he says, yeah. We'll also cover Aggie men's hoops getting a big win last night, and some other sports going on around Aggie land. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Congressman Bill Flores joins us in studio this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be with you in studio.
Well, thanks. Thanks for doing that. I know you're going to be heading back to Washington the next week. But even though you're going to be in Washington, you got a couple of town halls coming up.
That's correct. We've got two town halls on Tuesday. We're going to cover our northern counties. That town hall will start about 6:55, and it'll go to 8 or till the questions run out. And then on Thursday of next week, we'll have a town hall for the southern counties. And that will also start about 6:55 and go till later when the questions run out. I'm going to be in D.C. next week, so we will do the multimedia format of town hall that we've been doing that's been so successful. In the town hall meetings we've had so far this year, we've had over 25,000 participants, which is markedly up and markedly better than what we were having before when we were having physical town halls.
Well, and we've talked about that, and I ask you pointedly why you don't do that, and the numbers do certainly weigh out, and it's true that you can be in touch with more people. But at the same time, how do you answer those people who say, I want to see my congressman, I want to shake his hand, or I want to make him sweat, or I want to do whatever? So what do you say to those people?
Well, call the phone number and ask for an appointment. I mean, I met with a whole bunch of people this week, and do it that way. And I have never shied away from meeting with anybody. And if they'll call 202-225-6105 and ask for the scheduler, we'll set a meeting up and we'll be good to go.
One of the things I know that's enjoyable about your job is that you have an opportunity to recognize citizens for various reasons, and you have some Brazos Valley recipients of your Veterans Commendation Awards. I know those are probably folks' names you'd like to share with
us. Oh, sure, that I would, and I appreciate you bringing it up. By the way, as a reminder for our audience, the Veterans Commendation Award is something that we started back in 2012, and it recognizes folks who have not only served well and admirably in their military career, but then have gone on to serve our community. And this year, I'm pretty excited. We've got our first woman winner from the northern part of the district. But I'm going to cover the ones that are from the Brazos Valley.
Sure.
Coach Gary Blair is one of the winners. Okay. People don't realize he was in the Marines during mm-hmm. the Vietnam era. Mm-hmm. And so he's one of our winners. Jonathan Cassens of Bryan was in the Army from 1979 to 1985. Chuck Clark of College Station was in the Marine Corps, the U.S. Air Force Reserve, the Texas Air National Guard, and he served in Iraqi Freedom and during Freedom campaigns from 1995 to 2010. Luther Crum from College Station was in during the Korea and Vietnam eras, 1955 to 1984. Robert Ellis of Bryan served in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam era, 1964 to 1966. Larry Fikes of Bryan was in the U.S. Air Force Reserve and the U.S. Army Reserve during the Vietnam era from 1969 to 1995, so almost 26 years. And then another local rock star we've got, Royce Hickman, who used
hey.
To, yeah,
yeah,
really,
we know him.
Who used to be the CEO of the Bryan Chamber. He's from College Station, served in the Army from 1964 to 1970 during the Vietnam era. John Heinz of Bryan served in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam era from 1969 to 1973. Thomas Andrew Marty of College Station was in the U.S. Air Force during the Lebanon and Grenada conflicts from 81 to 87. Kate Milstead of Bryan was in the U.S. Army during the Bosnia and Kosovo conflicts and the Iraq War, the first Iraq War, 1995-2017. Charles Operstini of Bryan was in the U.S. Air Force during the Korean War, 1950-1954. And Miguel Orozco, I may not have said that correctly, was in the U.S. Army during the Korean War, 1952-1954.
Well, so good. Congratulations.
Got a great group of recipients.
Now, if people have somebody in mind, what's the process to be included in this?
The process is for them to go to our website and download an application and then complete a nomination form for those folks. And what's really interesting is some of these recipients don't talk about their military career too much, and so the nominators had to use some pretty interesting techniques to nominate people. And in the case of Roy Seckman, his grandson, the folks that want to nominate him got with one of his grandsons and said, look, we need you to do a school project about somebody in the military, okay, and then interview them and find all the information. And
all right,
that's the way they were able to get the information they needed to nominate Royce.
Well, easy enough to do, and so something certainly for people to think about in the future. All right, so real quick, don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it, but what's the timeline look like when you get back to D.C.?
Here's what's going to happen over the next 3 to 4 weeks. The calendar currently shows us to be in 3 weeks. The Senate calendar shows them to be in 2 weeks. I really think both of us are going to wind up being in 4 weeks, and here's what's going to play out during that 4 weeks. Next week, the Senate is going to consider tax reform on the floor, the tax reform bill that they rolled out last week. After the Senate version is obviously going to be different than the version we passed last week. So then the House and Senate will each appoint conferees to a joint committee to come up with one common tax plan. I think that's going to wind up taking the first and second weeks of December. And then during the third week of December, each chamber will vote on what's called a conference report, one bill to send to the president, in other words. So I would hope we could do it more quickly than that, but I think, candidly, it's going to take 4 more weeks to get this done.
Sure. How many on that conference committee would you think?
Well, it will vary, and it's really up to the majority leader and the speaker working with the minority leaders in each chamber. I would think probably 50, and there'll be 25 from the House, 25 from the Senate. It'll be bipartisan, but, of course, since we're in the majority on each side, we'll have more on the conference committee than the other side.
You're only one of 535 people who look at this, but is there something in there that you cannot live without? Is there something that would make you not vote for this?
Well, at this point in time, it's hard to see what could cause it to be toxic. Look, was the bill perfect that I voted on? No, there hasn't been a perfect bill for me to vote on that I can recall. I have to look at our constituents back here at home in the Brazos Valley. Are they better off if I vote yes, or are they better off if I vote no and keep status quo? And usually yes is a better vote. The current tax code is an abomination. So I voted for something that is materially better. It still needs some tweaks, particularly with respect to the treatment of tuition for grad students, because that affects three institutions in this district, and I'm working on that. But it's so much better than what we have, I have to vote for it. But I haven't seen anything toxic in either bill. I don't like the Senate bill as much, but still, it's a lot better than the status quo.
Sure. Congressman Bill Flores with us this morning. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for coming up here this morning. I hope you and your family have a great holiday and for Thanksgiving. Looking forward to talking to you next week.
Well, same here, and same to you and all of our audience. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Remember to pray for our country and our military men and women, our first responders that are going to be serving us selflessly while we're all enjoying the food that y'all talked about a few minutes ago.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for the time.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Here's a question. How's your marriage? Is it what you expected it to be? Are you grumbling right now?
Well, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Marital bliss is a common dream when people are dating. In those early stages of romance, it's hard to imagine that those amazing conversations late into the night won't be the norm. And disagreements? What disagreements? We're so much alike. So when a couple marries and the new routine begins to set in, expectations usually hit a speed bump. Typically, there's one in a marriage that thinks the floor is good enough for a clothes hamper. And we laugh about it, but there are different opinions about the toothpaste tube and toilet paper rolls. And there are stressors, too, like lost jobs, expensive car repairs, and medical bills. In other words, real life begins to set in, and the naive dream of bliss begins to fade, leaving some wondering if something went wrong. In reality, there may be nothing wrong at all. You see, healthy, strong marriages aren't built on lofty expectations. They're grown as couples commit to each other through the ups and downs of everyday life. So if your relationship isn't all you'd hoped for, take a look at that original list. Maybe some of your expectations were more storybook than reality. And if so, cast a new vision for your marriage. For more information, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. The Houston Chronicle's Brent Zornemann reports that Texas A&M is set to part ways with head football coach Kevin Sumlin following the regular season. Now, the report says that the decision will not be swayed by the outcome of the Aggies' regular season finale against number 18 LSU this Saturday. When asked if he thinks he'll be back next year, Coach Sumlin was pretty adamant.
Do you anticipate being the coach here next year?
Yes.
And why is that? Have you been reassured of that?
I mean,
there's so much out there. You know how it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
why wouldn't I?
Because a lot of us have heard otherwise.
Okay.
So I'm asking you.
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
In 6 seasons at the helm, Sumlin has led the Aggies to a 51-25 overall record and 5 bowl appearances. However, the Maroon and White have reached double-digit wins only once and have failed to finish higher than fourth in the SEC West since the second-place finish in his first year in 2012. Still, he has the full confidence of veteran players, much like wideout Christian Kirk.
He's been the same dude since I came here 3 years ago, same guy that sat in my living room, just like I said, and everything that he's done, has been in the best interest of the players. He's always looking out for us, always asking how we're doing. Not even football-wise, just, as a person, see how our families are doing and whatnot. He's just that kind of guy.
Christian and the guys head to Baton Rouge this Saturday to take on number 18 LSU. Kickoff against the Tigers is at 6:30 p.m., with pregame starting at 5:30 right here on WTAW. Robert Williams had 21 points and 10 rebounds to lead number 16 Texas A&M to a 98-87 victory over Penn State in the championship game of the Progressive Legends Classic last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the victory.
Obviously, we're real happy. We beat a really good Penn State team who thought defensively and offensively gave us some problems. Tony Carr, was a handful. 21 points and a half at any level is pretty special. And fortunately, in the second half, we had Gilda back, and I thought Admon Gilda did a really good job of keeping him from catching it and disrupting him a little bit. And then, what can I say? We're deep, we're talented, and our guys can make special plays.
Dwayne Wilson led the Aggies with 22 points, while Tyler Davis chipped in 15 as the guys improved to 4-0 on the year. Now, on the women's side of the court, the number 19 Aggs are at home tonight to host Arkansas Little Rock. The Maroon and White are looking to bounce back following an 83-68 loss to number 10 Oregon last Thursday. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. at Reed with broadcasts on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The new college football playoff poll is out, and Alabama comes in at number 1, followed by Miami, Clemson, and Oklahoma. Wisconsin is your number 5 team with Auburn, Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Penn State making up 6 through 10. In the professional game, the Dallas Cowboys have a short turnaround this week with a Thanksgiving Day game against the L.A. Chargers. Now, the boys are on the playoff bubble at 5-5, but quarterback Dak Prescott says there's still time to turn it around.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to show the character of our team. We've got the choice to go 11-5 right now, or 5-11, or anything in between. So it's about us coming in and coming to work every day, show the character and the fight that we have to be 11-5.
Prescott and the boys host the Chargers tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Devin Shore and Jason Spezza scored 59 seconds apart to lift the Dallas Stars over the Montreal Canadiens last night 3-1. And after taking yesterday off, all three NBA Lone Star teams are back on the floor tonight, and all three have 7 o'clock tips. Houston is at home to host Denver, Dallas heads to Memphis, and San Antonio is in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today: a 2012 Kia Forte. It's a four-door car with a low price of $69.84. Now, this is a great car for somebody who just got their license, looking for a first car, a safe car. Well, this 2012 Kia Forte is the best for it. Again, it's a four-door car, a low price of $69.84. You can't beat that. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple: help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican State Representative for House District 12, here to wish you all the timeless treasures that this Thanksgiving has to offer you and your family. May you be blessed with the warmth of home, the love of family, peace, and happiness. As we give thanks for our food, friends, and family this year, let us be mindful of God's precious gift to us. May your holidays be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. One that never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing, and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives. Literally, they now spend time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So apparently it says here that you will gain a pound over the holiday.
Just a pound?
I know.
I can gain a pound in a regular day.
I just don't understand that at all. But anyway, that's what they're saying.
For maybe decades, average.
For decades, they thought the average person gained up to 10 pounds over the holiday.
Oh,
I don't know about that. But research from 2000 and then again in 2014 finds that most of us gain a little less than a pound. Again, I think there are others that probably gain more, you know, some more than
I'll be
others.
Pretty happy if I just gain
That's
less than a pound
saying.
Per day. Yeah, per
just
day.
Saying that. Okay, well, we'll have the official story next hour. That it's okay to have your Christmas decorations up before Thanksgiving.
Yes. No, it's not.
Since
no,
we've
not.
Got them.
I decorated yesterday.
They're everywhere
and
in this place.
And they're all over. But that's, well, we'll talk about it.
We will,
we
but
talk about
we
it.
Got, now Zach and I both got Christmas trees for our studios.
Yeah.
After we whined.
Yeah, you whined, Zach, yeah. And now you're going to say that it shouldn't be up yet?
Well, oh, I don't have enough money. I can't even afford to feed my dog. Mr. Downs, are you listening?
He can't feed his dog?
I can't feed my dog.
Oh, wow.
He had
I
a nibble on my finger last
that's,
night.
Oh,
that's
well,
how, that was his dinner.
Okay, fine. All right, so anyhow, reading silently to yourself is a relatively new development. People have been writing and reading for approximately 5,000 years, but it has only been socially acceptable to read alone and not aloud in a group for the last 300 to 400 years.
Oh, wow.
Well, if everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Silly string was originally created in the 1970s when a chemist was trying to invent a spray-on cast.
Oh,
okay.
And I bet you can't name the music video that's been played the most on MTV.
Ooh.
Thriller.
Sledgehammer.
Oh.
By Peter Gabriel. That's what they say.
Oh, weird. All right.